Maybe you guys know about this. I don't. I was fascinated. Saw this story coming from Chicago. And prosecutors in Illinois rejected murder and aggravated battery charges against five suspects in a gang-related shooting in Chicago, claiming there wasn't enough evidence, and so they're calling it mutual combat.
Calling it what?
Mutual combat. Mutual combat is apparently a legal term, at least here in the story that I saw. This is an AP story. Legal term.
Yeah.
Defined as a fight or struggle that two parties willingly engage in. So the police, this happened last Friday. It says here in the Austin suburb of Chicago, two factions of the Four Corner Hustlers gang left one person dead, two others wounded. SWAT had to show up. It was caught on, it says here, a police surveillance camera. Now, I don't know how well the quality is or exactly what was seen, but it says it was caught there. More than 70 shell casings were found on the street. It's believed the amount would be much higher, though, because it didn't include shots fired from other locations. Five men
Chicago.
In custody. And again, yeah. So law enforcement, again, were going to seek murder and aggravated charges. This was on Friday. And on Sunday, the charges were officially dropped due to mutual combat. Again, a witness described it as the Wild West. I say going into the news, where's Marshall Dillon? This is basically it. Yeah. Walk into the Long Branch. One guy's dead. The other guy's got to go. Well, he drew first. All right, fine.
Yeah.
Mutual combat.
You guys take the body out of here, take him to Boot Hill, and we'll be on. That was basically Dillon would hit somebody in the face and tell him to clean it up. And wow.
Oh, well.
And it says here, later on in this story, it references another mutual combat situation that happened a week prior in Schaumburg, Illinois. Apparently, it says here, two men were fighting and a man was stabbed. Again, it says here this was caught on camera. Again, I don't know all the details.
Now, this isn't Chicago. This is Schaumburg. Schaumburg.
It says Illinois.
All right.
The person who died, one guy died in the stabbing. And the guy who died, his father says, they're saying mutual combat. How is it mutual combat when my son didn't have anything to combat with in the first place? He didn't even have a knife. He only had his two hands. So that was caught on camera. I don't know. But, yeah, so two mutual combat. Like I said, I've never heard it used. Well, I understand it, but I never heard it used as a legal term.
Right.
But what I don't know. What do I know about the law and things like that, you know?
Maybe is there an instigator penalty at all? Or
you think something.
But maybe not.
Who knows?
Maybe
who
not. Knows? I mean, now some states like Florida have passed all of these. You know, you have the right to defend yourself and all that stuff.
Yep,
so what if one person says I was defending myself, the other person says I was defending myself, how do you go about prosecuting?
Mutual combat.
Mutual combat. Yeah, seriously, that, though. I mean, that's true.
I want to thank you, Charlie, for putting this in my mind, because it got something I was thinking about Disney out of my mind, which would have driven me crazy all day.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
It's a small world after all.
You had to go there. You keep singing, then we're going to find mutual combat between you and me, buddy. And I'm going to win. People are going to call it justified.
You know what was not justified? Did you see the story about the two guys who everybody thought they were just going to get into a fight after the Alabama-Texas A&M game?
Oh, my gosh.
And they went outside, and one guy, the Texas A&M fan, shot and killed the Alabama guy. All right, that's taking sports a little too far,
and that
people.
Was just based on the game.
The game. That
right?
was just
that
based
was
on the game.
Whatever the game caused them to escalate it to that
Please,
situation. Man,
everybody.
That's
get a grip, and if you just have a good old fisticuffs if that's what you want to do. But
no doubt.
No need. I saw that. Like, wow.
Whatever happened.
Wow.
They just, settle it that way.
Yeah, just everybody.
Well, they came out of the game where there was mutual combat, you know. And
Well, unfortunately, no. I think what they're saying is the one guy was armed, one guy was not. So, I think that's the problem there. But, I don't know. I just think with the mutual combat thing, I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to see more of that happening all around the country, especially as we are allowing people to, quote-unquote, defend themselves.
And I'm sure the people in the neighborhood where the gang fighting was going on are thinking, wow, and now they're all out and free again?
Yeah.